would you please come share your gift and welcome Regina Rose.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Reverend Britt. Thank you all, Unity of New York, for having me, for being here. It is truly an honor and a pleasure. And it's already been said, and we've heard the saying so many times before, but I'll invite you today to go just a step deeper into being the change. Will you do that with me? All right, let's do it. All right, pump it up. Here we go. And yes, dancing is allowed when I sing, so I invite you to come on in. You want to make a difference in the world and in the lives of so many around you. You see the hurt and the struggle and so much pain. Deep inside you hear a voice that's calling you to be the change, be the change, be the change you want to see in the world. Be the change, be the change, be the change you want to see in the world. You look into their eyes and see their souls, and you know it doesn't have to be this way. But it takes each one of us to show them how. Not tomorrow nor next year, but today. So be the change, be the change, be the change you want to see in the world. Be the change, be the change, be the change you want to see in the world. 'Cause they need someone to show them the way and lift them up to a brighter day, to give them love and take their hand. Come on, everybody, together we can. Yes, be the change, be the change you want to see. Be the change, be the change, be the change you want to see in the world. Be the change, will you join me? Be the change you want to see in the world. Be the change, be the change you want to see in the world. Be the change you want to see in the world. Be the change you want to see in the world. Be the change. Be the change. Be the change. The change, be the change. Oh, yeah, kind of in a grief. Oh, yeah, kind of in a grief. Oh, yeah, kind of in a grief. Se el cambio que quiere ver en el mundo. Se el cambio que quiere ver en el mundo. Se el cambio que quiere ver en el mundo. Se el cambio que quiere ver en el mundo.
Hi. Hi. Thank you, Regina Rose, and Ray, and Clyde, and John. We're jamming today. Getting a groove on. Getting a groove on. Wow. Jerry Troyer. I am so grateful for our mutual friend, Reverend Dr. Martha Creek, for bringing us together. So grateful. Jerry served as senior minister of the New Thought Center for Creative Living in San Diego from 2007 to 2016. That's a good run. And he currently serves as the board president of ANTN, the Affiliated New Thought Network. Is that it? Yes, Affiliated New Thought Network. Yes, I got the acronym correct. And another thing that I really want to point out is that Jerry's also a founding board member and the current director of relationship development for Urban Street Angels. It's an organization in San Diego that works to end youth homelessness. And it's a really incredible organization. And after we met, and we know it's a small world, and I've recognized your name, and then I read a little bit, and you sent me your stuff, and I went, well, where's that book? Where is that thing? I found it. And I want you to know who gave it to me, another mutual friend of ours, Edwin Gaines. And when I opened this up and I was reading the intro, and you were talking about being at, what is that cafe called in Mentone, Alabama? That little Wildflower Cafe in Mentone, Alabama, and in parentheses, of all places. I have been to that, of all places. Yes! So I'm just so grateful you're here. Please welcome our new friend, Reverend Dr. Jerry Troyer. Oh, you need that mic. Do you want this mic or that one?
Both. Oh, yeah, that's easier. Cool. Okay.
Unity of New York. Good afternoon. Oh, my God. No pun intended. I am speechless for just a second. I am so honored and so grateful, Reverend Britt. Beyond words, thank you so much for the opportunity. Everybody, thank you so much for being here on this absolutely amazing Sunday afternoon on Labor Day weekend. Such a privilege to be with you. I bring you greetings from our mutual friend, the aforementioned Reverend Dr. Martha, who, if you follow on Facebook, you know that she just returned from a, I think, 21-day cruise in and out of Barcelona. Had an amazing time, and I texted her this morning and said, guess where I am? And so she said to send you love and greetings as well. So we absolutely love and adore her. So it's been an amazing week. I started in Burlington, Vermont. I flew to Burlington and had the opportunity to visit with and speak and do a workshop with a dear friend and a wonderful religious science independent congregation up there. Ran around Vermont a little bit and then went to Cape Cod and spent 3 days with a dear friend there that I hadn't seen in many years. Then to Philly for a couple of days to see friends there. And now here I am with you and finally home tomorrow. So it's just been an amazing week. So grateful for the opportunity. So it's Labor Day, and Labor Day weekend. I haven't seen any changes out there on the trees yet, and I've been looking, because we don't do that in San Diego. You know, the palm trees don't change color so much, but you know the experience. And I lived in Boston for 2 years, so I know I'm familiar with the drill. And at some point over the next little while, things will begin to change, because they do. Nature around us changes. The weather changes. You know where the shovel is and where the ice scraper is. I remember those days. Not to rub it in. Don't go there. It's still a beautiful weekend. Not going there. Our physical bodies change. I have two or three more gray hair, I'm quite sure, than I did a few days ago, and many of us do. And sometimes our ability to do what we used to do sometimes changes as we age and get older. Perhaps our belief about something changed, about money, about our physical health, about our relationship. In the healing, we release that story that no longer serves us. But maybe a job situation changed. Maybe a relationship changed. We are told that change is good. And I want to say, yeah, well, you start, right? But we human beings don't like change. And I believe it has to do with the fear of shame, of failure and being embarrassed. So I'm going to move from this relationship into a new one. But what happens if I'm jumping out of the frying pan and into the fire? Or I'm going to leave this job and get into this great new job. But what if it's not at all what I expected? You may know, and if there are any nurses or doctors in the room, you know the amygdala, and hopefully I'm pronouncing that correctly, is that part of our brain that looks at a change and says, this is not good. And so that's how we get the fear, the fight, the flight, and I think there's another F. Freeze, yes. There's another F that is not pulpit worthy, so I won't go there, but you can kind of figure it out. But we don't like change. I recently found this wonderful book, and I don't know about you, but I love books. Book printed on the shelf, can go and get it, can go and underline it. You know, Kindles are nice and all the rest of that, or the electronic stuff, that's fine, but I want a book. And I found this great book. The title is The Five Invitations, Discovering What Death Can Teach Us About Life by Frank Ostasevsky. And in the book he writes, fragility and impermanence are in the nature of life. It's always coming together and falling apart. Not just the physical properties of life, and not just at the time of death, and it is possible to hold it all in love and compassion. Throughout our lives, whether we stop to recognize it or not, we have experienced change. Change going to school for the first time. For some of us, it was longer ago than others of us, but nonetheless. Then from elementary school to middle school, and then to high school, and then to college, and so forth. Changes either that we consciously chose or not in our relationships, in our job situations, in our physical bodies. Consider the changes that we've been through since the pandemic, and the number of companies and of industries that were merged or were acquired or no longer exist. So many changes in the last little while. Relationships that we expected would stay the same for the rest of our lives changed. And I would suggest that they don't end, and giving credit where credit is due, Mary Morrissey talks about relationships and how they don't end, because where is the relationship but in our minds and in our hearts? So the relationship doesn't end, but the dynamics of it change, because that ex that just drove you crazy, or that beloved that made their transition, we are always with us, but in our minds and in our hearts. If you've spent any time reading the Bible, and I always pause there, I come from religious science, and we don't talk about the Bible. And because I am incredibly stubborn, and you'll get to know me and how stubborn I am, whenever I'm speaking, I'm talking about the Bible. Because whether we like it or not, Jesus, we know as the great example, not the great exception, as the master teacher, and it's the foundation for our teaching. But in the Bible, and we were talking about this earlier, but in the Bible, more than 450 times, the story starts with, "and it came to pass." Now, I did not count each and every one of those, found that on the internet, and as you know, all the information you could possibly want and a good amount that you didn't want are on the internet. But more than 450 times, it came to pass. It didn't come to stay. It came to pass. The dream vacation. Now, in California, we go to Hawaii. In New York, you go to the Caribbean or you go to the Bahamas, probably, or someplace like that. But the dream vacation, especially in February, right? Wouldn't you like to go to the Caribbean in February? On the chaise lounge with an adult beverage if you choose to. But it came to pass, and at some point, you have to go home. The best chocolate cake you could possibly imagine, eventually, it's eaten up. Our time together today, after a while, we will go home, I will go home tomorrow, our time together came to pass. Often we attach a label to that experience in our lives, that it's either good, in the passing it was good, or in the passing it was bad. But the 17th century samurai and poet Mitsuda Masahide wrote, "The barns burned down, now I can see the moon." Interesting. And yet, whether we label it as good or bad, and whether we consciously chose the change or not, change can bring a huge emotional reaction to us. Now, in New Thought, we tend to focus on the positive. We say things like, "It's all in divine order. Everything is as it should be. It's all good. Don't worry. Be happy." And all of those statements are absolutely true, but the fact may be that our hearts are breaking. Many of those statements are referred to as toxic positivity. You might have heard that term. And the other one is spiritual bypass, which is also referred to as avoidance in holy drag. I love that, right? Yes. We might pretend that things are fine. Oh, I'm fine. Everything's fine. The money is fine. My health is fine. My relationships are fine, when they're not. We might stay busy to avoid allowing ourselves to feel what we feel and experience that change in our lives. We might keep ourselves busy with shopping or pizza, you're in New York, for God's sake, or cheesecake, or just whatever your diversion of choice is. But rather than feeling that, allowing ourselves to feel that grief and that loss, we go in other directions. So this topic is really big for me because in 2018, my husband made his transition in the airport in Houston on the way home from Unity Village. He had colorectal cancer, and the chemo was doing wonderful things to the tumors, but terrible things to his body. And so we had been at Unity Village for an Anton conference, we're on our way home, and he died. And so, because we were in Texas and lived in California, there was all of that related to someone dying in a different state. And if you've ever been through that, you know that's an experience. But here we are. He's pronounced. I find a hotel. I fly home the next day with four suitcases instead of two, because I had mine as well as his. And I got home and sat down and started to grieve. And my ego said, no, you're a religious science minister. Everything is in divine order. Everything is as it should be. It's all good. So I really had some struggle for a couple of years about this experience of allowing myself to live this thing called life and be a spiritual being, having the human experience, and experience the human experience part of it. So that's where my workshop came from, and I'll tell you more about that in a little bit. You may know that yesterday was Grief Awareness Day. Divine timing is everything. Started by Angie Cartwright in 2014 to allow us to recognize that, yes, all of those statements that we talk about in this teaching are true, but how important it is to also allow ourselves to feel what it is that we feel. We try, and Reverend Britt was talking about this in his email, which I did get and I did read, by the way, just so you know. Just saying. How important it is to, in our beloved community, to allow ourselves to feel what we feel and not be charming and sparkling all the time. And if you have a day, if you have a Sunday when it's just, because I am charming and sparkling and positive and wonderful and delightful and patient and understanding and all the rest of that. And I am hateful and surly and cranky and impatient. And so are you. That's just who we are. And how important it is to allow ourselves to be with all of that. In the book, The Gifts of Imperfection, Brené Brown talks about this perfectionism, and she writes, perfectionism is not the same thing as striving to be your best. Perfectionism is not about healthy achievement and growth. Perfectionism is the belief that if we live perfect, look perfect, and act perfect, we can minimize or avoid the pain of blame, judgment, and shame. But it's a shield. Perfectionism is a 20-ton shield that we lug around thinking it will protect us when in fact it's the thing that's really preventing us from taking flight. And I misspoke. That's from her book, Daring Greatly, rather than The Gifts of Imperfection. Both amazing books. If you've read any of her work, you know she's just extraordinary. So as we live in our truth and our integrity, we can see that we're not always fine, and that's okay, but quoting one of my favorite authors, Debbie Ford, what we can't be with won't let us be. What we can't be with that joy and that passion, that wonder and that excitement, and that grief, and that loss, and that anger. So allow ourselves to feel whatever it is so that we can process it through and move forward. Because these feelings, these emotions, my experience has been, and I bet yours as well, is that they don't, if we ignore them, they don't go away. They just come up in surprising and wonderful ways, like we talked about before. That's why in many recovery communities, they talk about halt. Don't eat that, buy that, stay out of Costco, stay off the Amazon app if you are hungry, angry, lonely, or tired. Boy, does that ring my chime? You know, hungry, angry, lonely, or tired. Just don't do that. we as spiritual beings can walk and chew gum at the same time. So we can keep moving through our lives while we are knowing the truth of our being, while we are allowing ourselves to feel the feelings and continue to work all this through. Grief is the goofiest thing, using a purely spiritual term. And if you've ever had the experience, and I would suggest that even changes that we chose, I'm going to a new job, that's terrific, and I'm really excited about it, but I'm gonna miss the people that I used to work with. I'm in a new relationship, and that's really exciting, but I'm gonna miss parts of the old relationship. And so there's the opportunity through all of that to allow ourselves to feel what we feel and to grieve those changes and that loss so that we can move forward. Grief does not have a shelf life, but denying it doesn't work either. So about 3:30, we're going to do a little bit of a deeper dive. We're going to look at the book, The Five Invitations, and we're going to look at those five invitations related to allowing ourselves to experience and to process this thing called change. Would love it if you'd decide to join me. We'll be out by 5 or so. You'll still have the rest of the evening on this glorious day. Would love it if you'd choose to join me on that. I love Facebook. I know, right? You don't hear that very often. I don't have financial investments in Meta or whatever they're calling themselves today. So it's just, you connect with the most amazing people. Got to connect with Orgina earlier today. Thank you for that. You get to connect with people you haven't seen before, and there's amazing wisdom, and there's goofy stuff. And that's why God made scrolling, is because if that doesn't make your tail wag, just keep scrolling. But listen to this quote that I found on Facebook. Life is amazing, and then it's awful. And then it's an in-between the awful and, no, wait a minute, let me try that again. Life is amazing, and then it's awful. And then it's amazing again. And in between the amazing and awful is ordinary and mundane and routine. Breathe in the amazing. Hold on through the awful. And relax and exhale during the ordinary. That's just living. Heartbreaking, soul healing, amazing, awful, ordinary life. And it's breathtakingly beautiful. So that's our assignment for the week. So I'd like to lead us in a meditation. Let me just say, being with you all in New York City is amazing and awesome, and any other A word that I can come up with. So I invite you to get comfortable in your chair, in your pew, if you would like. Feet on the ground, eyes closed if you would like. And think about, through our changes, this experience of joy. Sometimes we might think of joy as a result of something that's happening or someplace we're going, but can we draw on this experience of joy through the changes in our lives, and especially through those that we didn't consciously choose? And consider these words from the book Power, Freedom, and Grace by Deepak Chopra. Most people say, I'm happy because I have family and friends, because I have a great job, because I have money and security. All of these reasons for happiness are tenuous. They come and go like a passing breeze. And when happiness eludes us, we seek pleasure through addictive behaviors out of the unconscious hope that we will find joy. But external causes of happiness never create real joy. Joy is an internal state of consciousness that determines how we perceive and experience the world. The internal source of joy, our connection to our Creator, our source, our inner self, is the cause, while happiness is the effect. So as we go into meditation, I invite you to consider, can we draw on that experience of joy when something in our life changes in a way that we consciously chose, or even in the changes that we said we wanted? Where could you find joy today? Let's go into the quiet now. So we give great thanks for this beautiful day, for this amazing place, for this beloved community. We give great thanks for the reminder that through the changes in our lives, whether we judge them as good or bad, the presence of spirit, this loving, nurturing presence, is always within us because we are the essence, expression, and experience of spirit. We move forward in this experience of joy. For this day, for our time together, we give great thanks. And together we say, and so it is.
And so it is. 1 year ago, I sang at my mom's funeral. Today, I sing the transition of a butterfly. The old is falling away, like the caterpillar sheds its skin. Gone are all the old ways, so a new life can begin. Let go. Let it all go away, fall away, fall away. I promise it will all be okay. Just when you think that you're done, and you're about to give up, if you'll open your eyes, you'll look and see the sun. Let it go, let it go. Let it all go away, fall away. It'll all be okay. You feel like the world is crumbling down, you're about to give up. Your mind is filled with worry, and your heart is filled with fear. You fight against the pain and struggle deep.
deep inside. But if you'll take a look again, you'll see that you're butterfly. It's time for you to fly. Spread your wings, butterfly. Spread them far and wide. Fly away, butterfly. Fly high to the sky, to the sky.
Thank you.